Content warning. The following podcast contains material that may be harmful or traumatizing to some audiences or those who have a serious lack in having a sense of humor. You've been warned.
Just look at you. You're in your 40s or 50s. Things are nice and quiet for you. But for Rick Allen, not so much. Ooh. Welcome to the Rockin' Dad Podcast. You thought fatherhood was reserved for people in their 20s and 30s. Absolutely not. Men are having kids later and later in life, and you're about to hear all the fun stuff. Welcome to the Rockin' Dad Podcast. Here's your extremely fatigued host, Rick Allen.
Hey, welcome to the Rockin' Dad Podcast. I am your host, Rick Allen. And for those who don't know, this is where we talk about my experience as a late-in-life father of an almost three-year-old and all the funny stories, serious issues, and much more come about. So let's get to it. On this episode, it's Dads versus Diapers. Call of Duty. Yes, I said Call of Duty. I know it sounds immature, but it was funny when I typed it. So on this episode, we are going to be discussing about changing diapers, my experience changing diapers, and some of the interesting incidents that have happened during my diaper changing career so far. And sadly, if the fact that I didn't already live with PTSD, I am pretty sure that this is what would have caused my PTSD. Now, I'm not making light of PTSD in any way. It's just how I deal with it myself. So stay calm and let's get this rolling. So there you are. Your beautiful child is born, and now it's time to set off being a parent and raising this little bundle of joy. Now, before you leave the hospital, the doctors are giving you all kinds of information. And my guess is you probably paid attention to most of it, but I guarantee you weren't paying attention fully to everything that the doctors said. I know for me, I didn't because I was tired. It had been a long 24 hours, so I know I missed some stuff. One of the few things I do recall is being told about meconium. And for those that don't know, that's your baby's poop for the first couple days. It may look like a horrifying black tar, but the doctors tell you not to worry. It's normal. And the good news is it's basically odorless. The first few stools will be from materials ingested when the infant was in the uterus. It's thick, sticky like tar, kind of a dark olive green, blackish, and there's a lot of it. What they don't tell you, or maybe it was one of those moments that I wasn't fully listening, is that this stuff could be used as a replacement for Gorilla Glue. It's an evil substance that seems to take forever to wipe off a newborn's butt. I swear to God, I have never seen anything like this stuff, and no matter how much you wipe off, it's like more just appears out of nowhere. I mean, how can a child so adorable and cute produce such an insane amount of this substance? I know my fiance probably had a great laugh since she's been down this road before with her previous kids, but here I am. I am a new father, and I'm looking at this and going, what the hell did I get myself into? And will the stuff ever wipe off? I mean, honestly, do I have to use Goo Gone, paint thinner, or what? I mean, the amount of wipes I used was insane. And I mean, hell, at one point, I even considered a putty scraper just because this stuff does not let go. Now, with that being said, you get past that. You're done with the tar from hell, and things start mellowing back out, and you're back to the cute, adorable child. And they poop their diaper, and it's still, it doesn't stick to everything under the sun, and surprisingly, the smell's not so bad. And this goes on for a while. and you let your guard down. You're back to being sucked into this little person being so cute and adorable. And then it happens. The diaper change of all diaper changes. The dreaded blowout. And a stench that would even make Satan gag. Now keep in mind, I'm 51 years old. I worked a job where I unfortunately had to deal with deceased people, and usually in a manner that you really need to have an iron stomach and always keep your composure. I've also worked in the garbage industry, where you'd be amazed the smells that can arise from a transfer station on 100 plus degree weather. But neither, and I can't stress this enough, neither prepared me for this. The stench is horrid and one of the worst moments so far. And I'm sure I'm going to cause myself some kind of crap mojo karma to rain down on me for saying this. But one time I was changing our adorable little guy's diaper with crap that I can only describe as evil, with a stench from hell. I get them all cleaned up. I get the diaper disposed of. New diapers on him. And I'm standing there looking down at my son. And I'm wondering, why in hell am I still smelling the stench so intensely? So I start looking all over the changing table. I'm looking for any escaped dingleberries, anything that could possibly have fallen out, got smeared somewhere. So I'm double checking him to make sure I cleaned anywhere and everywhere. And I'm not finding anything. You know, it's hot. I'm sweating. And the stench, it's like it's right in front of me. So I cross my arms and put my hand up to my face. And it's at that moment I realized the horror of what I did. While changing him, I had an itch and rubbed my cheek. So I automatically look at my hands, and there's nothing on them. But I usually use the wipes to clean my hands, so if there was, of course there's not going to be a thing on my hands at that moment. So I scramble and I grab my cell phone, and I flip it to the camera to see my face. And right there on my left cheek is a nice 2-inch line of crap. Now, like I said, I have an iron stomach. But for some reason, the smell and the fact that it was on my face caused gagging from it. You would not believe. I'm fumbling for wet wipes. I'm trying not to throw up on my son. And I'm doing everything I can to quickly get this crap off my face. I finally do. And then I head straight for the bathroom for soap and a good scrubbing just for good measure. Now, I told my fiance this story. And she laughed her ass off because she thought it was the funniest thing. I've seen this in movies, and I never thought that it would be me that would end up doing that. And I did. It's one of those things that, you know, if it doesn't happen to you, you're damn lucky. If it does happen to you, it's not funny at the moment, but it does get funny later on. So with that being said, this leads to a couple tips that I have myself done that I would like to share for new fathers and, you know, maybe some not so new fathers out there that could use a little help and a little advice. So here's a couple of tips, and this is for when you're checking your kid's diaper for poop, which sadly I have done and suffered for. So my sacrifice is hopefully going to help you from having this happen to you. So you might want to take notes on this. So the first one is never, and I mean never, pick them up and attempt to smell his diaper to see if he's pooped. Yes, I've done that, just like I've seen other parents do. Because sometimes they're wearing clothes where it's not easy to get to the diaper to look in, so you do the quick sniff test. I've seen parents do it. Thought, how bad could it be? Well, I was awarded the great time of gagging to a point I thought I was going to throw up from this intense smell. And basically, it's the kind of smell that hits the back of your throat, and you can basically taste it. It's that bad. So take heed when you do the sniff test. Don't do a full, this is a great wine, I'm going to inhale it to smell it. Just do a quick sniff, because you'll thank me for that later. It's not a pleasant experience to have. Now, my second little nugget of advice is take care when you use your finger to reach in to pull the diaper back when you want to do a visual check. And here's why. If your kid has decided to rooster tail in any way, shape, or form, and you go to put your finger in a ways to pull that back to get a good grip, I guarantee, Cupcake, you're about to have a finger two knuckles deep in poop. You think that I would learn that the first time? I have done that several times. Because on the diaper, there's that nice strip of elastic, and you think that, oh, he can't poop clear up there. Oh, they do. They do. He's rooster-tailed up and out of the diaper in the back before. So always take heed when checking. I say grab a little bit with your thumb, pull it out. Don't put your first finger in there to pull that diaper back, because I guarantee you're not going to like the results. And this brings me to my next experience of diaper changing. Quickly changing the diaper before you end up getting peed on. Now, you might laugh and go, it's not that hard. You know, I grew up watching old Western movies. And for those who know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that famous whistling scene during the standoff. Whether you're changing that diaper for pee or poop doesn't matter. I still hear that in the back of my head. I can always hear that famous whistling moment. And I think to myself, you know, am I going to make it, or is this where I get taken down? Because I've been peed on twice so far, and I ended up looking like Neo from The Matrix. You know that one, during the scene where he's being shot at and he's dodging the bullets bent backwards and you see those streams of bullets going by. Yeah, that's what you feel like. And I guarantee you, listening to that description, you definitely never watch that movie and that scene the same again. So just keep that in mind. So now we're currently working and moving on with potty training. Unfortunately, my son is very stubborn. His mother is a redhead. I'm 51 years old and very stubborn and set in my ways. So that gives our child that, you know, redheaded, stubborn attitude. And so this has turned into a battle of wills now. But I'm sure that will be a bunch of really funny stories and advice for another day. So before we go any further, I want to give a thank you to our sponsor, Terillium Dream Jewelry, who is sponsoring our wonderful podcast. So here's a little bit more information about them. Creating your custom jewelry is a lot like the adult version of Build-A-Bear. Do you remember going into the shop, choosing the animal, and then choosing the outfit? The best part was choosing the heart and recording a message or sound so your Build-A-Bear was unique to you. You always remember the day you got your special bear creation. It signified a birthday, a day out with friends, or maybe a special day with a parent. As an adult, we work hard and often play just as hard. The goal is to build a life we've dreamt about since we were children. We meet people we never forget, we build relationships, create families, and learn life's lessons, sometimes the hard way. The one thing you've learned over time is that rough times happen to everyone. No one is exempt. Terillium Dream Jewelry's goal is to give you a constant reminder of those memories. It's about having a visual reminder of an important life change, a beautiful moment, or just remember that you are worth it. So let Terillium Dream Jewelry create something special for you.
You're listening to the Rockin' Dad Podcast. Now, back to your host, Rick Allen.
So before we wrap things up, I wanted to give a shout out to an amazing place my family and I stayed at while on vacation up in Washington State a few weeks ago. It's in an area called Brush Prairie, Washington. Now, neither the place we stayed at or the company we booked through are sponsors or in any way a paid advertisement or an endorsement for us. This is a place that we really fell in love with, and I'm a huge believer in promoting small businesses, and we really wanted to share this with everyone. We booked it through Airbnb, and it's called Petals and Paws Retreat. The host, Stacy, and her family were amazing. They gave us complimentary farm fresh eggs as a welcome gift for staying there, and they really made us feel at home while we were there. If you love getting out in the country, then this is the place to be. It's on about 5 acres of land with chickens that they raise. There's other kinds of wildlife that venture through the property. I know we saw deer. They have an amazing, peaceful trail for a nice, relaxing walk, as well as a fire pit, kids' playground, trampoline, outdoor dining area. It's a very family-friendly place to stay. It's located less than 30 minutes from Portland, Oregon, and also Vancouver, Washington, so you don't have to go far to explore the cities nearby. So check them out. They're on Airbnb. It's Petals and Paws Retreat. And if you book a stay with them, let them know that Rick Allen from the Rockin' Dad Podcast sent you, and tell them I said hi. I want to thank everybody for listening, and don't forget to catch this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also find me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. That's all for this episode. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and until next time, keep on rocking, dads.
You've been listening to the Rockin' Dad Podcast. We got to wrap up the show because Rick needs a nap. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can hook up with us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook at Rockin' Dad Podcast. Rick? Oh, he's asleep. Look at him. Bless his heart. Just let him sleep. We'll let ourselves out.